I'm not 100% sure, but I'm not having crashes at the moment. So what I'm having is, so we had a long problem about not finding out why the time syncing up between the relative time in a sort of in a summarized section and the absolute time didn't correspond and stuff, and we found it was some stupid, well, at the moment our best guess is that it was some stupid Java thing about if you have two objects and you say object, if you say A equals B, they actually reference to the same thing. So any changes you make to one are made to the other. And if you do that around five corners, you lose track of it and you suddenly wonder why that value is zero. And it turns out it is zero because it's the same thing that you. Anyway, so we figured out. It's interesting. Why don't I have a screen here now? Actually, that's new, but that's okay. It's doing different things all the time. Like, this is the first time that I actually. But that should be okay. That should be okay. I'll be able to.
Normally, at least on Windows machines, it goes through a cycle. So if you press whatever the key combination you need,
Yeah, but last
press
time I
it.
pressed that key combination, everything went wrong, and I think I'll be able to do it just fine on the screen. So that'll probably keep me from pointing on my screen, which I usually. It might just be at this point, like there's sometimes a point in loading, not usually that long. Well, let's see. Anyway, so let's just see what happens. In the end, we did get it working before. So I
On
yeah.
Windows machines, there's a cycle. So if
Yeah.
you press it once, you get it on both your screen and the projector. Another time, it takes it off from your screen.
See, now I'm having a complete mess of like split screens and stuff. I think last time. Yes, but that's not what we want, is it? So, but I think if I. This is a logout command, and usually it resets this. Oh, amazing, strange color combinations I see in front of me at the moment. Yeah, we somehow always get it working, but in different ways every time. So that kept us like basically from doing anything else productive for quite some time in the last days because we were hunting down that stupid error. I got it fixed in the last whatever 1 hour or something, but so at the moment the program is sort of in between working and not working because we've done lots of changes to try what the error was. Dave, I think actually that the summary at the current moment isn't working 100% correct, but that could be because of the input data. It seems to just take the first utterances more or less. Like if you read through the summaries, they read suspiciously fluent, like as in people's questions and answers. And then if you plot them on the screen where they are at the moment, they seem to. Yes. So maybe that's where the problem is coming from. Yeah. So this is when you start shifting around your laptop to think that it gets somehow less sloped on the screen. So I'm not really sure what this meeting is about, to be honest. I'm gonna show this just what we have at the moment, but it's not gonna look very different from what we had last time. Don't ask me what happened to the promise that you'll get your script where you can use your own stuff, because actually that was sort of ready, but then we sort of started trying to get something more working, and then we got into big problems. So at the moment, I mean, again, we should be at a state where people can load their own. Thing is, at the moment, it's just really bad for me. But from Monday on, I can just do 24/7 for this one until it's due. But until Monday, it's gonna be really bad. Like I can probably help people if they have problems with getting what we have running now, but yes, yeah. Okay. So I'll just start it up what we have now, and then we can talk about what different people have and stuff. Eek. Yeah, it doesn't. But sometimes you have to take whatever you get and just see how far that gets you.
Number of assigned to the
But would that not happen at some, sorry, I'm jumping in. Would that not happen at summarization anyway, even if they're in the w like would the ones that have no words in them not have really low information density or something? Because you'd reckon that you could leave them in and they would never show up in a summary anyway. Wouldn't you think that if we just write the program in the way that even in the way that it displays everything, it still leaves those out? Like if we give those a special information density ID, or if we just put a spec, yes, something like that, and then just make sure that summary, even in the most summarized mode, just never puts them in. Okay, shall we take a quick look at the current system? Yeah, it is actually, it is jumping now. Sorry. Yeah, it did summarize just now. It's summarizing stupidly, but at least it's jumping. Sure. Yes, and in fact, at the moment, I don't even know which of the two I'm summarizing over. Do you know, are we so at the moment, the configuration is that word importance file is test 3 and TDIDF file is test 2. I've just switched them around, so I have no clue what we're actually doing at the moment. Yeah, especially since I've just switched them around anyway, but that's okay. By the way, I read a paper which makes an important point about combining two things of that type. It's going all about this fancy concept called geometric mean, which effectively just means multiplying them. But I have some good information about different ways how you can sort of weight two different factors, because it's for something very similar. Somebody who tried to solve a very similar problem where they also had two factors sort of, and they want to weigh them together, and there is like a good justifiable reason why we should do it in a certain way, and how we can then with a simple parameter adjust how much one weighs and how much the other weighs. So there is something for just for putting them together in a relatively simple way, but still a way that we can sort of justify. We can quote stuff from that. Yeah, shall we? No, it's multiplying them, and like putting them one over the power of something and the other over minus one, minus the power of something, and that sort of. And they've plotted some graphs about like where they show like one going from 0 to the one and the other going 0 to one, and like how the landscape changes and how the parameter changes, how it works. So it's quite good. So that's probably seeing that we're probably not gonna go into any whatever base, blah blah blah, Markov model, blah 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 about combining them. That's probably what we go at. Now this is still not ideal at the moment, David. It's sort of it's overrunning the f like it. So okay, so at the moment we are that far that if I now click onto a segment here, it's yeah, it's just right. Sorry, I just resized it a bit. Yes, it's like the values are sort of hard coded for the screen sizes and dice, and my screen's smaller. So let's see, I was a stupid user and was clicking on this segment. We probably have to make the segment lines a lot bigger. So then did I get a new summarization? Yeah, I didn't actually see, so let me click a different one. Yeah, so you see it's a different text. And you see it's running through it. And also you see the indicator in where we are is jumping. So it's skipping stuff. Now, I don't think the summary at the moment is what we wanted to be seeing the words like oh and and exactly right, sure. This seems probably this is again probably the opposite of what we want. So it's probably some value which you have to like divide by one, one divide by the value or something. But yes, but also every other word in that sentence we should look at are probably in your list of 50 like least important words in the universe. So yes, but it's probably just because if you look at the other one, like this is just their best sentence for like having function words in a row, sort of. And every other, I mean, this one is sort of the developing a big infrastructure. So maybe it's just doing it randomly at the moment. I don't know. But we have some summary working and that's a good basis to start from. If I promise now that you'll get something where you can pet your own data and it's sort of ringing a bit hollow. Yeah. Yeah, still it's might be having some problem. I think this one overran just before, so we might still have some problem here that it's not stopping at the end. But so Dave, can you make the promising that I'm not making the promise realistically that the girls will very soon get. Okay, yeah. Yeah. So at the moment, I've hard coded it to just taking 1/10 of the number of utterances which were in the original selection. Yeah. It gives you an error if you put it to 20 because there's some things in there which are shorter than 20. And if you select those, then it's having an. Yeah. But I think like a proportional one is probably no bad idea. That's I mean, an absolute length is sort of a bit strange because that means that some utterances will not be changed in length. Anyway, we had that discussion before and I'm confused myself about what I think about it. So the fact that this is going on beyond that green line here is something that's not ideal, but that's something we have to sort out. But this is working in general. Does anyone have a general overview over the whole time issue? Like, as in, what date is it today? What date do we have to have this presented? What day of the week is that? And issues like that. So the presentation is now sh 2 weeks from today. Okay. 1 week from today, I shall hear the freedom ring from the hills and everything, and shall then throw myself into new slavery. No, really. And the report. Writing the report won't be so bad. How long is it expected to be? I know, but if everyone is managing 3 pages for their bit, then that's gonna be that's a big report then. And stuff, so yeah, but evaluation. Oh. You think? You should probably inquire about that or like integrate tooltips that would be visible. Having said that, Dave, we could probably if we want, we could probably go back to the group directory and just use this trick. It really seems to be all about starting in the directory. But I mean, if the two of us are just working on it, it does make a difference because I've already mounted your directory now, so I'm probably. What? Well, if it's just multiplying two numbers, it can be done in the program because then we can, because what we could do is have a slide bar where we can adjust this value. Actually, if you can figure out a way, like how, basically a general way, because there's at least two points at which we are interested in that, how we can just have a slide bar which we can read and write to, which is in a frame of that type, that would be good. It shouldn't be difficult, should it? I mean, it should just be. Yeah, but it might be more difficult. Let's see. You could, if you're lucky, you probably just have to extend that class and then you can work with that value. But if you're unlucky, it might be quicker to just write a very simple string component, which is just a bar. Yeah. So because we'd basically, it would be good to have two different ones to play around with. One for controlling the length of the summary, and another one for the merging factor, if we do it that way with the geometric. Yeah, it's just a single formula effectively, yeah. How is the audio thing going? Is that we've probably not had time to work on that. Okay, it seems that at the moment a lot of the stuff that has to be done is sort of at the moment I'm saying, oh, Dave, can you do this? So that's not ideal. Okay. Because I think, I mean, the audio is a, in the end, the audio is a very important component of it. Just because it's gonna look stupid if we have everything working, but just if. The speech tools. Is there any way for X forwarding sound? That would be sort of the nice way to sit at home and have it forward the sound at the lowest bit rate to you. I mean, seeing that it's over broadband, it's forwarding the graphics quite okay. It would probably, like, broadband-wise, bandwidth-wise, probably work out. But it's probably not not a simple thing. Are you not creating files anyway, like sort of real files? So that you can do in a Dice machine independent of. Yeah. One problem with SSHing in general is that the machine that like the only gateway machines, they hate you for doing anything on them. And there's no simple way, at least I haven't found one, to directly in a single step sort of SSH and then SSH again. Well, actually, I guess if you put SSH and SSH, you know, you can give a command right after with SSH. So if that command is SSH again, and if you, that would require that you have all your key files set correctly, which I haven't because it always fucks up on my system. Maybe if you get that working, then you should be able to directly go into another machine. Yeah. Yeah, because a primitive version of the sound to have relatively soon would be good. I think. Okay, good. So to come back to the problem we had before, so the reason why the summary didn't work well in the last one and works well now is because based on the bottom data, the data is so homogeneously high in its importance rating that it just sort of then everything else being equal took the first ones more or less. But now it's working better because now it's on a much more evenly distributed. Well, the most professional way of doing it would be to map them according to the standard deviation, because that way it would automatically always. It's sort of like it's the problem is it's more calculation expensive and slightly more complicated, even though it's actually like in terms of calculation it's not much. Have you ever like you know generally about standard deviation? Yeah, it's a very simple formula. It's basically just whatever the average of mean square differences from the mean or something. Which the problem with it is that generally you first have to get the mean, and only once you have the mean, you know what. In one go, yeah, I've derived that myself. Like I didn't find it, so I did it myself, and it took me a day with the formula. But then I'm slow at maths. So the good thing about that would be that if you simply say that whatever one standard deviation below the mean is zero and one standard deviation above the mean is one or two standard deviations or something, then whatever the data is like, it would always normalize. Yeah, it's not the simplest, but that like that's the most professional way I can think about it. That would indirectly also drop stuff. I mean, that would drop whatever is below or above. So if you find that formula, that would be good. Otherwise, I can see if I can still understand. Like I did it in my program. It's really stupid. Like the standard deviation formula just requires you to have the mean initially, and that makes some things exactly twice as computationally expensive. And there is a way of doing it cumulatively. So, yeah, so that's one possible way of doing that. So. That's just in the loading stage, right? Yeah, that should actually be fine, especially in the worst case, we just introduce a small hourglass. But anyway, we're only going to present this once. And we can probably just like sort of start it up before the presentation starts. So we shouldn't at all be worried about. It's quite beautiful. It's like if you want a program only to run once and only a part of it, you don't worry if it crashes afterwards, if it wastes all the resources, if it formats the hard disk in the end. Anyway, I'm rambling on. No, it does not. It does not. If I changed it, I just. So you would forget that, and that means that you would start it 15 times over and have 15 zombies running. Does anyone know anything about which dice machines have sound cards and how to find them? Because the thing is, we can, like this at the moment, is working because it has a sound card. The interesting thing is that because of the structure of this, it isn't enough to just say, well, if you don't have a sound card, you don't have sound. At least I think that's what I remember our problem was that. Yeah. Now, so I've worked around that. There is ways, I think, to get around it, but the problem is. So you basically we have to have two code versions, then one for sound card and one for non-sound card machines to test it on. Because you have to change all sorts of other things if you don't have a sound card. So there isn't a simple way to just tell which ones the sound card machines are and just to use sound card machines as there. Where? No, but I guess, I mean, if you trust in Dave's summary for the audio, just putting all these things into sound, then having a written summary. So I think that really the easiest way is if you just make a sound card and a non-sound card version of it, because yeah, but then that means that the girls can't test it. That's the problem. Like, yes, but without the clock, you don't have. Well, actually, you're right. It doesn't strictly have to do any movement in it. Yeah. Yeah, but we have to comment stuff out for that. I think, like, at the moment, if you click on a segment, it automatically sets the whole clock thing going and stuff. So we have to comment out stuff. So that's what I'm saying that there is. We could make it a flag, couldn't we? We could just make that like a runtime flag and then make a few ifs and say if. Yes, there is. Yeah. So anyway, so that's something we should probably do in one way or another, because it seems just that the overwhelming majority of dice machines don't have sound cards. No, nothing too much to talk about this. So apart from like a search box and the similarity thing, once that kicks off, which is gonna be horrible, but this is more or less in the end, like this is very similar to what our product will look like in the end, seeing that realistically with a given time frame, we're not gonna do amazing new things from now on. So I mean, we'll hopefully be able. List of agreements? Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think it would be good, Dave, it could be good in the display to annotate them in the display if we can. Yeah, we could just make. Not just yet, but that's probably the only thing I can say I can do this week, because that should be, I mean, I'll do it in an inefficient way. I'll effectively sort of go through all the segments and check if they are clicked on, but I think, Dave, what we should do is that time click of the clock, I think that's changeable. And I think we should probably increase that, because at the moment it's 0.1 seconds. And that's just, there's some background noise when it's working, and I think that is because it's like doing so much every time. Yeah, it's probably because I'm not sure if you have the version with the display yet, where the display is actually updating up here when it's moving on. So I mean, yes, it is because my display is programmed inefficiently, but I think with the given time constraints, it's probably easier, instead of making a very efficient display code, to just make the clock whatever, 0.5 seconds or something. Do you want the monitor? If I can skip more accurately, then. That's probably because it's coming from my resolution, and it's you have a much higher resolution, so. Again, I think that's probably a good part if we had a slide bar initially where we could dynamically adapt the threshold of what we. Yes, so maybe it's just like maybe it's just good to have like some generic component with three slide bars or something where we can relatively easily add a fourth one or something, you know, and just like sort of all our fiddle factors. Because well, it depends. We could like in some cases we could put it as a feature and say, you know, you can dynamically like we wouldn't call it threshold, but we would sort of like the granularity of decision or something like it. So and yeah, and everything above that threshold, I could then at the utterance where it occurs, just put a certain graphical item, like a handshake or something cool. Yeah, right. Yes, I was just thinking the same. Like it's so tempting. Like we'll have yellow smileys and yellow angry faces. Ah, beautiful. Didn't somebody say that actually, like a lot of agreements have actual words which would suggest disagreement, like. If they're corresponding for each thing, yeah, they should be right. So for each utterance, you have one agreement and one disagreement score. Yeah, something like it. Okay, yeah, the one where we can't. Yeah. You know what, if you introduce like a sort of a static, what's it called? Public static int, so basically a constant, like that's Java term of a constant, give them names, like so 0 TDIDF 1, that probably makes the code a lot more readable for everybody who's playing around with it. You know what I mean? So just like whatever 3 means agreement value, and then I just write something agreement, and then it's easier to understand for both of us what's going on. I would also th I would also th But you know what, I think we should put the threshold for that one in the end quite high anyway, so it probably doesn't make much of a difference because I think this thing. No, but like. But I mean, the fact that different ones have the same number in itself isn't a problem, is it? So if for every yep you'd be sure that it's an agreement, then that wouldn't be a problem. So you're saying that you're not sure if every yep is an agreement, or? Hmm. So over how many different, over which length is this now? This is like, so the third column is the utterance where it occurs, right? Okay, so I think we really do have to put the threshold quite high then, because yes, because I was just checking, you know, like how far apart are they? And at the moment, that's definitely not a good thing to display if they're like an average 10 utterances apart or something. Again, I'd say probably a good way of going about that question is to have a control which we can vary in the display. And then just sort of, because that's in the end how it's going to be evaluated. You know, in the end, this is kind of like, I mean, we're going to present it and say, yeah, so this is our, it shows disagreement. And then we see what looks good and what looks, I think for me, looks credible if like an, if every sort of every topic segment has, yeah, or like something in between 3 and 5 agreements, but not more, probably maybe less, but not much less. And actually, I think there doesn't have to be one in everything. Yes, but maybe in an expensive way, or maybe in a stupid looking way, though. Yeah, I was just thinking that can probably be done on display level. This one crashed. Mine just crashed, I think, which is bad. It probably just it kept on playing and now reached some. Whatever. My God. Yeah. I think sort of the bottom line, and which might well end up what it's gonna be like, is that we take the single highest ranked utterance and put that as a title, like realistically looking at this from the time we have left to do this and stuff. Yeah, maybe even on a single, like, is that on a word basis? Would that be single words, or would that be? Cause check out what they would be like on a word basis. Maybe actually, if there's one word which is very typical, I mean, it's probably somewhere like because that's like the only time that was spelled with three A and stuff. I think that actually that might be a problem of the whole annotation, that if they aren't exactly consistent in how they transcribe stuff like that, then we're probably gone. Yeah, because that's what we're thinking sometimes, like, why is high? But then probably it's the only time that was spelled with a dot at the end and stuff. So, but yeah, like, if single. I have dictionaries. If it's just like I have arbitrarily long lists from the British National Corpus. Of when usually, well, let's say at least they do it is consistently enough that I think you can filter them out fairly well. Yeah, so if like I mean, if the single best one word for a segment is interesting, that would be really good. Seem to be having. Use a random. Okay, we're going backwards here. Now it suddenly crashes and hangs. Yeah, I mean that was sort of in the original content in the nice fancy drawings that we gave Stephen. I mean that was part of it. That sort of within a segment you had these sub-segments and each of them had different words. And whatever happened to our dreams? Other assignments? No, I don't think we have. Yeah. Poor man's solution is probably going to be to have a list. Oh, so you're thinking of loading them all at once. Yeah. 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 Even though we. Yeah. Yeah, I think that like the drawing has to be changed anyway. That it's not ideal at the moment. Yeah, so if performance-wise, it generally works fine. For the display, it shouldn't make much of a difference because I think everything in the display code is just from the first until the last one displayed. So if the other performance is okay, then we should really just load the whole thing in. I'm very dis. See, that probably just means that the display sort of has an internal knowledge about what level of zoom it has. So initially the display. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably fairly simple to do actually. If you do it in that most primitive way of just saying as long as you display more than one meeting. Yeah. We then need some way of getting back up again in the hierarchy, but that in the worst case it will just be a static sort of arrow up button in the right hand top corner of the display, and you press that and then you're on the display the whole thing again. But for that, at the moment, my display code needs that thing to work, the one, oh no, that's working at the moment anyway, the one that I just say give me 100 values over that length and then you're internally. Okay, but yeah, but that's okay as long as my display, I was just thinking my display can't handle displaying a million different segments, but now, no, but it doesn't have to. Even now it doesn't have to. Okay, well, that's all details. So Dave, can you just turn this what we have right now in. Yeah. And if any, anyone feels that they have free time, this is a joke. One thing that would be convenient for all sorts of things and which I haven't found out about it is how to do tooltips in an arbitrary way in Swing graphic displays. Now, there are simple ways of doing tooltips over a given element, like if you have a button, you just give it a tooltip text. But there is means of doing tooltips that just I put my mouse over, let's say I put my mouse over this line here, and then it would tell me something about what it is. And that would be quite convenient for a lot of things because then we can sort of have a lot of information in the display in the way that just when the mouse is over it. But I haven't figured out how it works, and that's something that probably. So if everyone is ever bored or if anyone feels that they can do that. Yes, but yeah, but the thing is it isn't simply an act of setting a string default tooltip. There seems to be something about a tooltip object that you have to create and give it all sorts of different properties and stuff or yeah. So anyway, I haven't looked much into that. So if anybody looks into that, then let me know. Otherwise, I'll start looking into it as soon as I have time again. But if anybody. Yeah. I found some stuff about it on the web and it just looked to me like proper coding. Like I saw half page code samples which effectively just displayed a tooltip and I didn't have the time at that point to get deeper into that. So if anybody gets any good samples of that. Anyway, is that it for now? No, but I'm going up Appleton Tower now and I have my external hard disk so I can. Yeah. Is there any dice machines in this building? Freely accessible for me. Can you show me where? Because I'm actually not going to Appleton Tower at the moment, so and I don't have to go up and down. Actually, no, but I have to go there anyway and put a piece of paper onto machines where some stuff of mine is running on. Yeah, and I think like I'll just kick in full time for NLSSD next week because there's nothing I have to do then. Apart from cognitive modeling, which I think I'll just do in 5 hours, 3 hours. Have you taken a look at that? I might just not go for the last question because usually the last question is what takes half the time and gives you 5% or something. Okay. Really? Okay. But maybe he has mentioned it to them, but they just never talked to us. I mean, we didn't talk to them, so. It's sort of coming as a shock to me now, because I was sort of in this mindset, like, I first knew, oh, there's a lot of time between the presentation and the report, and then I knew, oh, now the presentation has shifted, but the correlation between those two facts, the interdependencies, there's some fancy planning language about that. But that, yes, it's probably some version of the frame problem. Frame problem hasn't been clear to me. Well, I reckon that probably. But if you just present the functionality of the thing, if you're not, like, I don't think this presentation is about the internal workings. So, yeah. So for a demo, I think realistically, since everything in this university sort of works in 1 hour slots and stuff, so if it's two groups, then it probably it's going to be roughly half an hour-ish. No, why is this is gonna be so bad? Like, there's gonna be some small. Yeah, but the performance is really bad at the moment on that one, though. Plus, we would have to get the speech tools running on my laptop, then, wouldn't we? Well, let's see. It could just be fluent on the laptop for all I know. I mean, like, at the moment it's not too bad, apart from I think the sound is stuttering, and that's I think because of the laptop, but we can only really judge that once we have sound files. How fast is yours, Vera? Well, NetBeans would run on anything, but yes. No, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Virtual machine should be fine. But that all relies on finding some way of getting the speech tools to do their job. Yeah, so that's because that's the thing, like, that would rely on. I just don't think it's a good idea to run the speech tools in. No. Wherever this is going, it doesn't sound good. You can use my laptop as sort of like as a server, as a sound server, but that would still mean that we have to get the speech tools running on this. Now, you know, I think, I mean, the way Java works is that I think it'll run on their Dice machine if we're doing it. If we should definitely test it the day before. Yeah. So Dave, are you gonna make something primitive that people can load their data in? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what needs to be changed to make it work with a to make it not crash if it doesn't have a sound card. There's quite a bit you have to comment out for that. Just stupid because I you know, but the thing is the display calls methods which probably expect some. So I think if the display itself isn't doing anything clocky, so as long as in the main in the program manager, everything clocky is removed. But it might be worthwhile to check how much more work it would be to do it over a flag, because then in the end, because otherwise we always have two code versions and people might be changing the wrong one. Okay. Yeah, that's true. I know that, like, if you don't do it with exceptions, you actually get crashes. That's what we figured out. Like, if you don't have a sound card, it crashes even if you don't use sound. Yeah, okay, cool. I think the display has some method for it. I'm like for the program manager then to call. I'm not actually 100% sure what it's called, but the display has some method where you tell it where to start and where to end. Yeah, well, that's gonna be something. Well, actually, Dave. No, sorry, I was wrong. I was thinking it's exactly the same thing that happens when we say set selection. It is not, but actually, set selection does everything you want, sort of. No, but set selection doesn't update the display though, because, well, it doesn't tell the display which part to display, because the display has just called set selection. Yeah, but that only works, that at the moment isn't done through our system. That's just done because then the time changes. So actually a time change would automatically put the position of the display in the right place. No, but that's not a good idea because that could well be outside the displayed area then. Yeah. So yeah, and I think the display has a method for that ready, which is called, anyway, the display is something useful for that. Something which probably starts with the word set. Yeah, you can set the window start utterance and window end utterance. Alternatively, there's always the method of just giving it a really high score as a hack, you know, like just as long as you then don't, well, probably people wouldn't know. Well, you could put 1.1 when the other ones only go up to 1. But no, it's not a nice way, I'm just saying. Yeah, probably that's actually true that if you're doing a search, you're usually not interested in a condensed way, but in the full thing anyway. Yeah. Yeah. I think proportion, like even though I'm always getting myself confused about this, but I think sort of making the summary length thing generally proportion, like as a proportional factor of its original length, is a good way of going about it. Because anything with absolute length is sort of stupid, because that means that a long, long segment gets to 1% of its length, and another one gets to exactly the same length and stuff. So if you're doing it by a proportion, then just having 1.0 or something makes it very easy to always end up at the. Actually, that's what I've currently, like, the current code just takes a tenth of the summary length. Yeah. And that's the type of slider that we can actually leave in and, like, show, because that's functionality. Yeah, that's sort of like your level of doom, of impending doom. Shall we quit here? Anything to be discussed? Because I'm going to copy my stuff over. Yeah, otherwise you'll definitely see me on MSN, so I'll just...
Oh yeah, I have your. I didn't actually. Well, I sort of was staying because I couldn't really get out of my seat, but I was falling asleep again. It was. No, I don't have it with me now because I left my folder at home. So whenever.
So did he
present
anything useful about?
Naive base. It was.
No, I mean about the system we work on, the Vedka system.
Well, he started Vedka up once. And he sort of went quickly through what you do, but I didn't pay very much attention to that. And so it didn't look to me like he wasn't doing an overly thorough instruction to Vedka. It was just a 10-minute very quick, this is how you started and this is how you load it in.
I looked at it and I was wondering if there was any documentation